This is a podcast about boundaries for young adults. I have done a boundary podcast for adults, and for some people who are younger, it may be difficult to understand what is a boundary. A boundary is a limit that you set that can be physical or even emotional. It can be a boundary that says, you can't come into my yard, or a boundary that says, you can't say mean things about me. Both of them are equally important to have in our lives. You want to explain to people who are around you what your boundaries are if they cross them. If you're having trouble understanding what your boundaries are, you may need to start a list. Think about people in your life who may be breaking a boundary. Do you have a friend that teases you or bullies you? What would you like to say to that person in a nice way that can prevent them from doing this to you again? You may say something like, you're not being a good friend when you call me a name. If a person comes into your yard and takes one of your favorite toys, or borrows your bike without permission, you can tell them that that is breaking a boundary and explain to them that it's not the nice thing to do. Sometimes you may have to set these same boundaries with people who are no longer in the physical world. Yes, like spiritual people. And I know there's a lot of you out there who experience spirit in their rooms or in their homes. I myself was a small girl who saw and heard spirit. No one taught me at that time that I could tell them to go away, that I had the power to do that. I didn't realize I had any power at all. I was just a little kid, probably the same as most of you. But you see, we do have power. We are a physical person. We have a body. We are here to live in this life. Therefore, we have more power than the spiritual person who may be visiting us. There are some simple ways to set boundaries with those people who are not in our lives physically. But you also have to begin to set physical boundaries and emotional boundaries with living people in order to gain the confidence to be able to do this with those that aren't physical. It is okay for you to tell a spiritual being that you don't want them in your room. Don't get angry. Don't get afraid. Just state it as if you were talking to a friend. Don't bother me in my room. When I go into my room, this is my safe place and you're not allowed in here. It's as simple as that. You might tell your sister or your older brother, hey, don't go into my room without knocking. It's the same thing when you have a spiritual being that may be in your area. There are other ways you can communicate if you feel comfortable. I always tell grown-ups to ask the spirit, are you of the divine light? The divine light means that they're in the good light, the good people. You may get an answer. You may hear a knock on your wall. This, to me, is called a confirmation that, yes, they are of the light. It may be your grandparent. It might be someone that you've known who has passed on. They're just coming to check up on you. It doesn't mean that they're trying to harm you in any way. They're probably just there to visit. Asking them if they're of the light can make you feel safe. If you don't get an answer, send them away. You have that power. You are a powerful being. You just have to remember that. These are rules that we can set forward in our lives. They're not mean, and they're not wrong to set these rules with people and spirit. It is our right to protect ourselves, our energy, And this is how we begin. So you can start by making the list today. Get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and write down, people may not. And then underneath that, I want you to number your lines from 1 to 10. Be very specific. Don't just say, people may not bully me. Put in something that's actually happened to you or something that you've witnessed, something that you've seen happen. So maybe it's a friend of yours that's bullied by another person, and this bully has touched them or pushed them. So people may not touch me without permission. People may not call me names. What kind of names? Well, you know, that doesn't really matter. But people may not call me names. People may not disrespect me by calling me names. These are good examples. So after that, make a new heading and title it, it is okay for me to protect my energy by, and then number that from 1 to 10 underneath. Protecting your energy is another way to set a boundary. You can protect your energy in many ways. You can go to a quiet place and read a book. You can walk away from a situation that's bothering you. You can meditate. You can put on headphones and play music. These are different ways that you can protect your energy. A good thing to do after you create your list is to share them with people. Usually people in your life that may be crossing your boundaries. It may be your mom and your dad. Talk to them about it. Talk to them calmly. Mom, I don't like it when you walk into my room without knocking. You know, I'm an older person now and I really would like my privacy. If you need to talk to me, please knock on my door first. That's a great way to set a nice boundary with someone who may be invading your space. Showing respect for the people that live with you and in your house. Everyone has the right to their feelings and their expressions of their feelings, but talking openly and honestly about them is what is good for working with healthy boundaries. You must also be able to respect other people's boundaries. So if you're not getting your way, and you know that you can cry or stomp your feet or throw a tantrum to get your way, that's also an invasion of a boundary of whoever the person is who may not be giving you what you want. So you also have to start being aware, conscious of what you're doing to other people's boundaries. Maybe your mom or your dad may see that I feel that you're frustrated that you can't have the candy right now. Maybe there could be something that you could ask for at another time, maybe after dinner. Work with a compromise. Okay, if I can't eat the candy right now, can I get a small piece of candy for after dinner? That's a compromise and a work with the boundaries that are set by your parents or whoever it is that are establishing that boundary. I hope this has helped you. And if you need any further help with this, you can always email me at witchmedium, witchmedium, @gmail.com. Obviously, get your parents' permission to make sure that you can email me or have your parent email me. I'll be glad to answer your questions. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my podcast, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.